Hello and welcome to the Happy Healthy Entrepreneur Podcast with me, Sarah Swanton. And I want to start by asking you a question. Do you wake up in the morning feeling tired, exhausted even though you went to bed perhaps at a reasonable-ish time? And then you find yourself mentally calculating, how many hours sleep have I had? And then telling yourself, right, that's it, tonight's going to be an early night. So waking up feeling tired before the day's even started has to be one of the most frustrating things. The motivation isn't there to get things done. Perhaps the urge for sugar and carbs is quite high. And you generally feel like you're in go slow mode. It's like no one sees the best of us on those days, do they? And I want to say, what if it's beginning to feel like that every day? And maybe you're even wondering, is there another way to stop feeling so tired without having to go to bed around 8:30 or 9 o'clock every night? Well, the first thing I want to say is it's not about the hours. Whether you're someone who needs 8 hours or more, or can get by on 6, how you feel in the morning is less about the quantity and more about the quality of sleep that you get during those hours. More specifically, it's about how much you dream at night. Now, this may be new to you, and it's certainly fascinating when I first heard about this, when I first learned about this. The psychologist Joe Griffin, he did some absolutely groundbreaking research when it comes to explaining why it is that we dream at night. And his findings are that the function of dreaming is to flush out any unresolved concerns and worries from the day that are still taking up headspace by the time that we go to bed that night. Now, this is a good thing, and it also explains why on those evenings when we go to bed with something unresolved in our minds, we can wake up the next morning feeling such clarity about what it is we need to do. It's like our brains have been busy working through the night on our behalf. If you think of it like an internal software update, it happens naturally and automatically. It's very much a done-for-you service. In other words, each and every morning, our brains present us with a fresh, clean slate, ready to accept all and any new issues, challenges, concerns of the day. But too much of a good thing is not necessarily always good. So dreaming in itself is very, very active work for the brain. Which is why in an ideal world, we only dream for around 25% of the night. And the rest of the time, we move into that very slow, recuperative sleep. The kind that repairs cells, builds muscle tissue, and strengthens our immune system. So if dream sleep is our software update, then slow wave sleep is when we are in hardware maintenance mode. But let's go back to the function of dreaming. The function of dreaming to flush out all and any unresolved worries, concerns, decisions, conflicts, and expectations from the day. Which means the more we have on our minds by the time we go to bed, the more dreaming our brain has to do at nighttime. Which also explains why we sometimes wake up ridiculously early, with a head full of thoughts. And what's going on there is the brain has been doing so much dreaming, the battery is literally flat. And so it does the next best thing, which is to wake you up so it can stop feeling like an overworked, underpaid employee, if you like, being taken for granted. So dreaming is good for us, but only in small doses. And the function of dreaming is a wonderful thing because it preserves our mental health and clarity, and it stops us from living out that kind of real life Groundhog Day, you know? But it can only take us so far. So from the moment we wake up right until the moment we go to bed, we, for want of a better word, we in some ways do have a choice. So practically speaking, what might you be putting off day after day after day? Because what you're putting off doing, maybe it's taking some action, maybe it's having a conversation with someone that you keep putting off, and it requires courage and feeling brave to do it, but you're putting it off. And taking action, all of these things that are perhaps building up in your mental to-do list. Those are the things that fill up our heads. And not only that, but maybe asking yourself, you know, what worries about the future are you believing to be true? Because, and I'll say a bit about that in a second, but we do so much worrying about the future, and it's very automatic, it's very innocent, we're not aware we're doing it half the time. We just naturally begin to find ourselves worrying about the future because we're human, and believing what we're seeing is going to happen in the future. And because we're believing that, again, our heads are filling up with all of this. And not only the future, it's the past as well. So maybe asking yourself, you know, what do I spend my time ruminating about from the past? You know, maybe conversations you're replaying or situations. Because just like the future, the past does not exist. The past does not exist. The future does not exist. All we ever have is the present moment. And I know that you will have heard that and even said that hundreds and hundreds of times in your life up to now. But even just seeing a glimpse of not just hearing it and saying it, but actually knowing it, really knowing it. Oh yeah. The future actually does not exist. So every time my head fills up with worries about what might happen in the future, oh my goodness, it's all made up. It really is all made up. And you know, that can feel both strange and liberating in the same breath. You know, just really embodying that understanding of, wow, all we really ever have is the present moment. And you see, if you realized just how much of your thinking was made up, just how much is illusory and not grounded in reality at all, just realizing that, you would be amazed just how quickly your head would clear, thoughts would settle, and you'd feel calmer and more at peace. And the good news is, it doesn't matter how long you've been caught up in a habitual thought pattern of worrying about the future or dwelling on the past, just having the thought, oh, I'm filling my head up with worries about the future or dwelling about the past, and it actually doesn't exist. It actually doesn't exist. It's not real. Just having that realization. That's when we wake up. That's when we wake up. And we realize we're onto ourselves. And that's when our mind's clear. And the happy side effect of all of that is better quality of sleep. So it saves you from, you know, all this talk about, well, You know, you just have to come off your screen 2 hours before, have a nice bath, spray lavender on your pillow, listen to meditation, all of that. Yes, of course, it's not unhelpful. But what really makes the difference is when we go further upstream than that. And when you realize, and you'll fall into it and fall out of it, fall in and out of it, the illusion. But when you realize time after time after time again, oh, I'm just making this up and believing it to be true. And the moment you realize it, you're onto it and your head clears. And I want to say, just to wrap up this podcast, that the closer we sail to the reality of what's really going on and get more detective-like at discerning between what's true and what's man-made or woman-made, and the more we realize that, and not just man-made, woman-made, about ourselves, it's about other people, the future, all of that. The more we realize that, the calmer and deeper sleep we'll get. And that's just for starters. Like walking through life with a generally clearer and calmer mind, because it's not filled with thoughts of the past and the future. And not, I want to make this distinction as well. Not because you're consciously bringing yourself back to the present moment as a strategy. Need to think in the present, need to be in the here and the now, need to pull myself back. You may find yourself doing that naturally, but this is more about having a realization. Having a realization, an inherent understanding that the past doesn't exist and the future hasn't happened yet, and that we are, as human beings, we are many things, but we are not time travelers who can go back in time and change what happened, nor are we able to accurately predict the future. And our very best resources that we have available to us are only ever available in the present moment. Those innate resources that we have, resilience, improvisation, creativity when it comes to problem solving, it's all available to us in spades, but only ever in the present moment. We can't use it to change the past, and we can't use it to deal with the future. And that is such a game changer when you realize that. And it's so comforting to know that whatever happens in the future, we'll deal with it. You'll deal with it when it becomes the present moment. There's no future waiting in the wings looking to happen. It literally doesn't exist. It's unknown for everyone. That goes for every single human being. There's only now. And as human beings, we do really well when we hang out in reality, and not so well when we get lost in illusion. That's when our heads fill up and there's more of that dreaming we need to do. So I'm just going to finish up by getting practical here, because sometimes that can be useful. If you don't know where to begin, start here. Take out a notebook and write down the following questions. What is the one thing I'm most preoccupied with right now? Is it true or is it made up? And if it's true, what are my options for dealing with this? And out of all of those options, what would be the first step? And when will I do that first step? When will I take that first step? So I hope you found that useful. If you did, please share this episode with someone else that you think might do as well. And if you like this train of thought, in this conversation today on the podcast, and you find this podcast and other podcasts that I've recorded, you find them helpful to you, then I would encourage you to sign up to my newsletter, where you can also get, so I record this podcast once every other week. And then in the weeks between, I write a blog post as well. So when you sign up to my newsletter, you'll get all of my content sent to your inbox once a week. And you'll also be the first to hear about my group coaching programs. So the Effortless Path to Success is currently running now. And we are in week 5 of 6 weeks. And the next one is going to start in February. So if you sign up to my newsletter, you will be, you know, the first to hear about when enrollment starts for that. And you'll also hear about one-to-one coaching availability as well. So to do that, just go to sarahswanton.com and you'll find the newsletter tab at the top and just sign up there. So that's it from me for now. And I'll see you here in a couple of weeks. Lots of love. Bye.